Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 7. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, we'll have an overall look at group lessons to help you decide whether they're right for you or not. Group lessons are very different to one-on-one lessons and should be treated differently. When given correctly, group lessons can not only significantly increase your income, but they're extremely rewarding from a teacher's point of view. On the other hand, if group lessons are given poorly, it can quickly lead to frustration and a bad reputation. I've personally seen many examples of guitar teachers not fully understanding how to give effective group lessons, only to find out that their students are leaving and looking for alternatives. So let's start at looking at the benefits you can receive from teaching group lessons. The first and main benefit is that you can potentially earn significantly more income working the same hours. At the same time, it also means that students who couldn't normally afford one-on-one lessons will now have the opportunity to learn in a group lesson. This is because group lessons normally charge lower rates for each individual student, but from a teacher's point of view, you can earn more than the one-on-one lessons. So for example, let's say your standard one-on-one lesson rate is $25. You might advertise your group lesson rates at $15 per student. Even if you only have two students per group, that means you earn $30 per lesson instead of $25. So the students in this group are saving money while you're actually earning more per lesson. This is partly why group lessons are so popular. Students gain access to lessons at a very cheap rate, and the teachers still earn a very fair rate even though they're charging less per student. Let's say you want to earn $60 per hour, but don't feel comfortable in charging $60 for a one-to-one lesson. With group lessons, all you need to do is charge $20 per student and have three students in that group. Now you can earn $60 per hour and your students are only paying $20. For guitar teachers who don't like the idea of charging high rates, this is a great way to make sure you earn a fair amount of income while keeping your rate low. So it should be clear that it's very easy to earn high amounts of income from group lessons. But it also means that if you only have a limited time available to teach guitar, group lessons provide you with a way to reach far more students than you could in one-on-one lessons. That's a great benefit for people with other part-time or full-time jobs. Even if you only have a couple hours each week available to teach guitar, you can still teach a fair amount of students in that time. Another great benefit to group lessons is that they can be very social. If you've only been giving one-on-one lessons before, this is a great benefit to consider. Having three or four students at the same time is a great way to get the students to share ideas and to help each other out. From a teacher's point of view, it can actually make your job easier, as the other students will help each other out in and outside the lesson time. I'll explain more of this later because it's an important aspect to group lessons. You should now have a good understanding of the typical benefits available when you teach group lessons. Some of the benefits that I've mentioned may appeal to you and others may not. But the point is that group lessons offer unique benefits not available with one-on-one lessons. To quickly recap, group lessons allow you to earn more money per lesson while offering students a lower rate. Your students win because they save a lot of money over time, and you win because you still earn more in total. Group lessons also allow you to make the most of your time. So if a large portion of your time is taken up by study or a different job, group lessons are a great way to reach more students in that limited time. The final benefit I've mentioned is that group lessons can be very social, and from a teacher's point of view, it makes it easier to give effective lessons. Okay, so now let's have a look at the potential pitfalls to group lessons. The first potential pitfall to consider is that it's very easy for potential problems to arise. Having multiple students at the same time can easily lead to problems. As you know, every student learns at a different pace. Some students develop very quickly, while others take a long time to grasp a technique or concept. So what do you do if you have a slow learner and a fast learner in the same group? Do you try and teach both students different things? Do you stick to the slower student's pace and wait for them to catch up? Do you try and compromise and find some middle ground between the two students' abilities? Or would you try and push the slower student to catch up? Unfortunately, there's no right answer here, because every situation is different. The problem becomes even more complicated when you have three or four students per group. It's very likely that each of those three or four students will have different goals, different abilities, and different learning needs. So keep this in mind when you consider teaching group lessons, because it can be very easy for a group to start out right and end up in problems. It doesn't take long for two students who start out even at the same skill level to drift apart. I'll explain more of this later on because it's pretty important. The other potential pitfall is that now you need to manage double the students or more depending on how many students you teach in a group. Now, instead of relying on one student to show up on time, you need to rely on every student in that group to show up at the same time. So what do you do if a student shows up 10 minutes late? When the late student does show up, do you recap what was covered in the first 10 minutes? Or do you continue the lesson and cut the late student's time short? Do you sit around in the first 5 or 10 minutes waiting for late students to show up? What do you do if only one student out of the group shows up? These are questions you will eventually have to answer if you teach group lessons. The more prepared you are for these situations, the easier it will be to succeed with group lessons. Again, there is no right answer, so you need to figure out what works best for you. If you plan on teaching group lessons, take a piece of paper and write down every possible bad scenario you can think of. Make a list of every possible problem, then spend time thinking of how you would deal with each problem. As I mentioned earlier, every situation is different, so you won't be able to solve every problem on the first attempt. But by thinking about every possible problem before they occur, it's easier to deal with them if they do happen. For some teachers, these potential pitfalls will be enough to decide not to teach group lessons. But for other teachers, these pitfalls are only minor issues that you can get through. You should have a fair idea by now whether the benefits you receive from group lessons are worth dealing with these potential pitfalls I've explained. Make the decision now whether you want to continue listening or not. If you don't think the benefits are worthwhile for these potential pitfalls, then stick to one-on-one lessons. On the other hand, if you really want to go after these extra benefits that only group lessons can bring you, continue listening and I'll explain how to give group lessons and what potential career options are available. Let's now turn our attention to how to avoid these potential pitfalls and what it really means to give an effective group lesson. Most of the problems occur when a guitar teacher treats group lessons as the same as one-on-one lessons. What I mean by that is the same teaching methods are used, the lessons have the exact same format and structure as a one-on-one lesson, and the only real difference is the number of students involved. That's not how you give an effective group lesson. The reason this approach isn't effective is because, as I explained earlier, students learn at different rates and have different learning needs. So expecting your group of students to all learn the same way won't be effective. When guitar teachers contact me asking for help solving problems with their group lessons, this is normally the root cause of the problems. Instead of treating group lessons as something very different to one-on-one lessons, the guitar teacher expects the same teaching methods and strategies to work. So the first key point to take away from this podcast episode is that if you want to teach group lessons, you need to recognize that group lessons are very different to one-on-one lessons and need to be treated differently. From a teacher's point of view, group lessons require different teaching skills. Think of it as a school teacher with a class of 25 students compared to a home tutor teaching one student. The two situations require very different approaches to succeed. It's the same with guitar lessons. So please don't forget, group lessons are very different to one-on-one lessons. To understand this better, let's now look at how different types of groups impact the effectiveness of group lessons. This is something many guitar teachers don't consider. Imagine teaching a group of four complete beginners. Each student starts off knowing nothing about guitar. So it makes sense to think that the group should work because you can start by teaching all four students the same basics. Even though all of the students start out with the exact same skill level, it won't take long before students begin to drift apart in abilities. After two or three lessons, it's likely that one student will be well ahead of the other students, or one student will be well behind. You might be able to keep the group at the same level for a few weeks, but eventually the differences in abilities will grow. The more advanced student will become frustrated while waiting for the other students to catch up. At the same time, the slower students actually become frustrated because they see how easily the other students are learning and they will wonder why they're not improving at the same rate. So from this point of view, group lessons with complete beginners is a very difficult challenge for a teacher compared to other types of students. Now, I personally experienced this when I had a few group lessons as a beginner. I'll quickly share my story because it shows how frustrating group lessons can be from a student's perspective. I joined an existing group with two other students. At the time I joined, I had about the same skill level as the other two students. We each had about a few lessons worth of lessons at that point. It was only a couple of weeks into the lessons when I realized that I was the only student who practiced outside of the lessons. This meant that while I was ready to move on to more advanced songs, the other two students weren't, and the lessons would often repeat the same topics and songs over and over. In this situation, the teacher focused on the other two students to try and bring them up to speed, which meant that I spent most of the time in the lesson sitting there literally doing nothing. Most of the lessons I didn't learn anything because the teacher had to repeat the same content from the previous lesson for the other two students who didn't practice at home. It didn't take long for me to decide to leave the group. The thing was, when I told the teacher I was leaving, he was actually shocked. He honestly didn't think anything was wrong with his teaching approach and didn't realize that I didn't want to sit around in the lessons waiting for the other students to catch up. From his point of view, he was doing a good job and I was being foolish for quitting. I share this story with you to point out that it's really easy for things to go wrong with group lessons, especially when teaching beginners. So keep my experience in the back of your mind when you teach your groups, because sometimes your students won't tell you that they're feeling frustrated when they are. At the same time, I'm not saying that the teacher I had was a bad guitar teacher. All I'm saying is he misunderstood what it means to give an effective group lesson. Okay, so the main message here is that there's extra challenges when teaching groups of beginners, because small differences in skill levels can quickly become huge. Let's compare this with a group of advanced students at around the same skill level. The difference here is that when advanced students develop, the difference in their actual abilities are minor. Beginners will rapidly change from month to month in ability as they learn new techniques and improve their skills. You can easily hear the difference between a student who has been learning guitar for 1 year compared to another student who has been learning guitar for 2 years. The difference the first few years of lessons can make to a beginner is massive. But as the student continues to develop, while they continue to learn new skills and strengthen their abilities, the actual improvements they make start to diminish. This means that eventually guitarists more or less plateau at a certain skill level. So if you compare a guitarist who has been working on their skills for 10 years and compare that guitarist with someone with 11 years worth of practice, while there still may be a difference, it's not going to be as massive as two beginners with a year difference. This means that teaching a group of advanced students is far easier from the teacher's point of view because there'll be less variance between each student. When teaching a group of advanced students, it's very likely that those students will be roughly at the same skill level, and more importantly, they will improve at more or less the same pace. So, how can you use this information? Well, now you know that teaching beginners in groups is difficult because beginners develop at very different rates and in different ways. On the other hand, intermediate and advanced students will more or less develop at roughly the same pace because they've already gone through that fast beginner stage. This means if you are new to teaching group lessons, you will find it far easier to start out by teaching intermediate or advanced groups compared to teaching beginner groups. So what if you do want to teach beginners? This is where it becomes really important to recognize the difference between one-on-one and group lessons. If you teach a group of beginners in the same way you would teach a one-on-one beginner, you will experience problems similar to how my early guitar teacher experienced problems. So the traditional sort of beginner lesson, such as going through simple exercises and songs out of a book, isn't the best approach with beginner groups. The way to think about this is to recognize that groups are an excellent way to learn certain things, and one-on-one lessons are an excellent way to learn different things. So a better approach would be to use group lessons to teach topics that are most suited to groups, and to use one-on-one lessons on topics that wouldn't be suitable to a group environment. This is based on what I've seen from a few very successful group teachers. These teachers recognize that groups work really well for certain topics such as jamming, songwriting, strumming skills, and learning songs. They also know that group lessons don't work so well for other topics such as working on specific techniques, working on exercises, or working on anything that needs individual focus. It's really easy to teach songwriting or jamming with a group of students, because each student interacts and works together. On the other hand, it's very hard to teach a specific technique or exercise to a group because each student needs individual attention. It's very hard for a group to work together on individual goals. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't use group lessons for every topic, as there are a lot of successful teachers who do. But some topics are going to be more of a challenge than others. The most successful guitar teachers who teach group lessons split things up so that students are able to receive benefits from both one-on-one and group lessons. There are many different ways you can do this, and the easiest would be to arrange your schedule so students receive both individual and group lessons regularly. Something like each student has a one-on-one lesson every fortnight and each alternate fortnight a group lesson. Or you could organize it so every student has a group lesson once a week, as well as one one-on-one lesson every fortnight. The idea is that each student has the opportunity to learn in a one-on-one environment as well as in a group environment. So if you currently teach group lessons exclusively, or you teach one-on-one lessons exclusively, consider having a mix between the two for your current students. This will give them the best of both worlds, as they will receive highly individual attention in the one-on-one lessons, as well as the benefits that only appear in group situations. Offering your students both instead of one or the other is an excellent way to ensure that your students receive exactly what they need. This approach also reduces the chance of problems occurring because you won't be trying to use group lessons to teach topics that aren't suited to groups. Let's have a look at a simple example to see how an exclusive one-on-one lessons teacher can start offering group lessons. Let's say the teacher focuses on learning pop acoustic songs. What the teacher could do is have one time slot per week available for a group lesson where students can come in and work on songs together. The individual one-on-one lessons will continue to focus on developing each student's technical skills, while the group lesson could focus on songwriting and playing with other guitarists. This is a far better situation than exclusively offering one-on-one lessons, because now the students have different ways to develop as musicians. The group lessons offer them something that can't be achieved in the one-on-one lessons, mainly learning from other students and seeing songwriting in a different perspective. The difference here from the teacher's point of view is that the group lessons would require a different style of teaching. In this case, during the group lessons, the teacher would focus on encouraging the students to work together and to come up with creative ways to improve each other's songs. The students would be able to help each other out and share different approaches and ideas to songwriting. Then, in the one-on-one lessons, the teacher can focus on each individual student's needs. Two different types of lessons and two different approaches. That's the main message I want you to remember when comparing one-on-one and group lessons. Now consider your own situation and the type of students you teach. Think about what topics would work best in a group situation instead of a one-on-one lesson. Do your students want to learn to jam, write songs, trade solos, or simply play songs together? Because those are great topics for group lessons. Even if you only find two or three students with similar goals, that's enough to consider offering group lessons in addition to your one-on-one lessons. You will be able to achieve things for your students that you won't be able to do in the one-on-one lessons. The main idea behind this podcast episode is to use group lessons as a way to achieve something for your students that you can't achieve in one-on-one lessons. By offering group lessons in addition to one-on-one lessons, you give your students the best of both worlds. On the other hand, if you only teach group lessons at the moment, you should consider adding one-on-one lessons so you can focus on topics that don't work well in groups. Let's now have a look at what career path options you have when it comes to group lessons. One simple option is to just continue offering one-on-one and group lessons. Many teachers enjoy this career path and don't feel the need to change anything. With this career path, you basically control how many students you want to have in a group and teach the way you want to teach. It's a great simple option. A different path would be to use group lessons as a way to learn how to give workshops. Workshops and group lessons are similar, with the main difference normally being that workshops usually contain more students and are set around one specific goal. So a good way to prepare yourself for giving workshops is to teach group lessons. After you develop your group teaching skills, you'll feel more confident in offering workshops. Another option is to try and create a community among your guitar students. This is next to impossible to achieve if you only teach one-on-one lessons, but by teaching group lessons, your students have the chance to get to know each other and may even start to interact outside of lessons. For example, they may join bands together or ask each other for help outside of lessons. The main reason why you might want to try this option is that it can make a massive difference to your local reputation. Word spreads around very quickly when you build up a community. So if you really want to build your reputation in your local area, this is a great way to do it. The final option I'll mention is that it's becoming very easy to do online group lessons. Don't think of these as standard group lessons though, as they're more like workshops. Not many guitar teachers have taken advantage of this opportunity, so the teachers who develop their group skills through group lessons now have the best chance of succeeding with online group lessons in the future. There's a lot of potential for online workshops and group lessons, so consider this as a potential career path in the future. Okay, so there's a lot of information covered in this episode, and my main goal is to get you thinking about group lessons. Hopefully the information I've given you will help you decide whether group lessons are for you or not. Offering a mix of both group and individual lessons creates the best learning environment for your students, so it's worth considering. If you have any questions on group lessons, you can ask me by using the contact form at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-7. Live and Teach Guitar members can read more advice and information on groups under the Teaching Guides section. Have a think about what you want to achieve with groups, and you'll find it easier to work out the specifics later. My name is Aaron, and thank you for listening to Episode 7 of Live and Teach Guitar's podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'll talk to you next time.